in the United States. Richard Arnold, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So what happens? Jeff Sessions survive or not?
I wouldn't bet on it long term. President Trump now is on a march to shut down the Russia investigation, and in that process, he stepped up his attacks today on his own Attorney General Sessions, describing him in a tweet now as very weak. This after calling him yesterday beleaguered and dumping on him in a New York Times interview last week. While Sessions was one of Trump's earliest supporters, they were the very best of friends, it seemed, for a while. Trump is furious with him now, blaming him for the fact that a special prosecutor is on his case. When the Trump-Russia scandal started, Sessions sat on the sidelines saying he couldn't be part of it because he was involved in the presidential campaign. So that allowed Sessions' deputy then to name a special prosecutor, former FBI chief Robert Mueller, who was pursuing Trump hard. Trump now wants Sessions out so he can put in someone who will do the president's bidding on this. But so far, instead of quitting gracefully or whatever, Sessions has said he's staying on. Still, Trump is attacking at every opportunity. Talking at a Boy Scout gathering, he spoke about the value of loyalty.
Loyal. We could use some more loyalty, I will tell you that.
If Sessions quits, it would make it easier for Trump to put in someone else who would fire the special prosecutor, Watergate style. But history shows that when Nixon had his Justice Department fire the Watergate prosecutor, Congress simply named a new one. Yeah. The Washington Post says Trump is considering the options for replacing Sessions and maybe avoiding a tough confirmation battle over his replacement by naming a new person as a recess appointee during the August break. That would be the tactic. That would set off a huge constitutional crisis, says Richard Painter, former ethics lawyer for George W. Bush.
He has the power to do it, but he does not have the right to do that. The Congress is going to have to respond vigorously with its own investigation, demanding the reappointment of another special counsel, a special prosecutor, and the Republican Party does not get its act together on this. And I've been a Republican for 30 years, but I will say that this will be the end of the Republican Party.
What is President Trump trying to keep secret? That we don't even know yet, but he is plainly at the edge of a cliff on all of this.
Now, how about Three Square Market and their employees, and they're going to get some microchips?
How about it? They're offering, chip your employees. They say this is the next thing in their view. Inevitably, it's going to happen, they suggest. They are offering workers the choice. Do you want to be microchipped? This tiny chip, well, not so tiny, it's about the size of your fingertip. It is implanted right between your thumb and forefinger within seconds, is the company, painless. And if you're ever lost, no, they say this chip will let workers get access to the building and to computers, all with a swipe of the hand. You'll just wave your microchipped hand over the reader, and you'll have access to stuff. What an idea. The company says it believes this eventually will become a corporate standard and beyond, maybe required for public transport or for going through passport control at airports. And while to some this might sound like a horror movie, the U.S. company is partnering with a Swedish firm that already is doing this, and they say they have many chipped employees. I guess that's the new phrase, right?
Yes, all right. See you in a couple of days, Richard. Appreciate it very much. Richard Arnold in the States for us this morning.